40s, wrinkles appear. In the 50s, twinges and pains. And in the 60s, they begin to have gas with certain, they notice that they have gas with certain foods. And then in the 70s, other people notice they have gas with certain foods. And then in the 80s, they wish that they could just go back to problems with gas because their bladder's failing and everything else is failing. And, you know, so that's further evidence that it's good to support our enzyme.
That's why they don't live past 105 either, who would want to.
And, yeah, right. And it's important for us to clean out the bowel, like you say, and get that working properly, and then get the digestion working properly at the other end, and then we take care of all of these problems.
Commander, in relation to this, there's a supplement out that includes these enzymes. My question, you know, I'm seeing the tools of the Gayan Rionda and these things that are coming from God. But I see this enzyme deal as a big money-making thing on a multiple-level approach, and they're saying that you have to take them all the time. Now,
or eat raw food.
But my question is, I always get a little bit leery when somebody wants to make money off from it in a big way. It seems to me the tools that we're getting here are sufficient, that we don't have to go out and spend big money to get help.
Well, the important thing that all of us remember in this room is that these things need to be available. Ones who want to boost their system with enzymes, and when that demand gets large enough, then we will be able to supply that at lesser cost than you're going to get in some health food store. These are the things that we effort to do. At some point, there is a project plan for the production of all of these substances that people want. And that will, by its very, very being here, or wherever any of you ones would put that project, you need some of these other things. And in many instances, added vitamins and vitamin C, you're going to find that you're not supplying on a whole life schedule the things you can get your body working properly again. But there comes a time when you're going to have to look at what you're doing in a more balanced way. Because obviously to keep the body functioning properly, you're going to have to supply it with the things it needs. It is the abuse of the health food industry or the supplement industry in what you're talking about, greed. And yet every product has a right to make its owners, if you will, some means of self-sustenance, an income. And there has to be built in something so that one's out Tucson can also reap some reward for the handling and the work of distribution. So there has to be a happy medium drawn. And I hear what you say. And most of the things being pressed, yes, they help. But if you just had your body well, they would be unnecessary. So we'll just let it unfold. And yet, obviously, this is very valid information. Your body cannot function properly when it does not have something. And the Gayan Rionda will replenish and bring back into balance. Now, for instance, some who have worked with the Gayan Rionda and just gotten that far with it maintain you need nothing else, not even supplements. I take exception especially to just the Gayan Rionda and the life crystals that you're taking. They do not hold that solution does not hold the live crystal as such, the live organism that comes to life as it circulates in your body and moves into those cells. And I don't believe that you can have a whole and balanced body without the addition of some other things over a long period of time. Although, you must know that 98% of all things that you need for your body are supplied by atmosphere.
Sounds like
Carnal
there. It's a barrier fast. That's what he claims. It's a barrier fast. It's oxygen.
They're
in the atmosphere.
That's right. But most of the bodies don't know that they can do that, so they'll die. Isn't it wonderful? By the time that you get there, you can enjoy these other things, and you also know that when you don't have them, you won't die. Please.
I want to know about mental illnesses that are supposed or said to have a physical basis, like, for instance, schizophrenia. Supposed to be something lacking in the brain. I also would like to know about emergency treatment of shock, because that cell death seems that would help if we get it into a person fast enough and get it circulated. And what about a person who is supposed to have been born with something like, I know of a little boy who has a liver deficiency. He's supposed to lack some enzymes, and they say that if he lived before, he'll probably make it, but he's only three now. And what about somebody who, I don't know whether this is hereditary or not, but what if your DNA is lacking, or is it?
Oh, boy. You will have a genetic lacking. You will not have a DNA lacking. If there is any one cell, then it can be corrected. And that which is missing in total presents a different kind of a problem, if you will, to the system. But once again, it is certainly harmless. It is absolutely harmless. If nothing else, you will have had the liquid. So why not try it? Why not use that which may make you even feel better? There is a quality of life also. If you're dying of cancer and it hurts, doesn't it sound reasonable to bring peace and at least relieve pain if possible? So if you can take something that is totally natural into the body and you can feel better even for the short period of time that you live, is it not worthy? Because of the quality of the existence. And if in the long run the body makes up its mind that it's going to go ahead and live, you see, once the mind is made up that it's going to die, it's going to. So what needs to be happening is enough well-being and better feelings brought into the picture to convince the brain that, hey, maybe it won't be so bad after all. Maybe I will get better. And if you can present these things with the healing visualization of the healing substance going to its proper place, it'll go there. It'll go there because the mind energy will match it. And you see, that's all we're talking about with ascension. Get those cells moved up in frequency. These little buggers, I'm telling you, in what we're going to keep referring to, and it's a totally misstatement, but we keep talking about photon rays, any light rays, photon ray. But we're talking about those high frequency invisible light rays that you've just sent a satellite out there to monitor you know, there ain't no photon belt. However, we just sent $36 billion worth of trash to study it. And look how much you guys are spending on sunscreens. It ain't working. That's what I'm talking about. These energy forms thrive in that ray. They're made to thrive in that frequency. Because, see, what you are ultimately going to be is one with the light. And that is one hell of a high frequency.
Manager?
Yes?
How long does it take for these energy forms to saturate all the cells of the body? And I'm sure it would vary with individuals, but approximately.
It isn't a matter of, it doesn't take more than 5 minutes for it to completely reorganize itself and move into every cell. It's what it encounters. You see, how long can it endure before it is damaged? So it takes quite a while for you to evolve into a better operating energy, and the harder the insult, or the more dynamic the insult against the body, the longer it will take for it to recover some stability. So it isn't quite, you know, it's not quite saturation level even. It's a matter of it attending its business.
Commander?
Yes?
Can you just tell me if my perception is correct? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but I don't know about anybody else. But then I can already tell you what your perception is, correct or not. There. Now can you hear me?
Okay.
It seems to me that the Gayatriyana works according to the faith and the desire of the person using it, as well as the substance. So could this be used also to the reason I dropped it in my eyes this morning is I was wondering about eyesight, healing blindness,
or myopia,
cataracts, nerve damage, regenerating the nerves.
Well, absolutely, because you can heal those things without Gayatriyana, if you really set your mind to it. But what you are doing is demanding that the cellular structure restructure itself or recreate itself. That's how you get better. And I have to apologize, because I said to Karen that this would be an answer from Wally about putting it in your eyes, when it was Daylene and Teresa speaking of this. So it's all right to go ahead and tamper with these things if you really want to, but you have to be a little bit careful when you don't really know what you're dealing with, because think about it, if you damage your eyes, you could be blind. So always use reason.
Well, I remembered you saying at the last meeting it was one of the most innocuous substances, or hypoallergenic.
Yes.
So I figured that it would be okay. I just wanted to see if it stung, or what the feeling was to have it put in the eyes.
Well,
experiment on myself.
One measurably improved.
Yeah. It feels not dry and juicy. I mean, it feels very lubricated. I don't know if I can see better, but I could. I mean, I
have a vision problem.
Yeah, my eyes are getting old and my vision's pretty bad, so I'm getting better.
It's not thinking that way.
Well, and you have some parts to your body that respond differently. Sometimes the lens needs a little polishing. You know, there are just some things that have deteriorated and are not going to recover themselves wholly. And perhaps you've passed your cycles, if you will, of what you consider aging. It doesn't mean you're going to, you know, come from here and shrink back down to a creeping baby. I mean, I don't know of anybody who should even desire that. What you're always asking is, when I'm taken aboard ship, at whatever time I'm taken, what will I be? Will I be youthful and handsome? And I always like to lay it on you, what do you want to be? You want to be in your prime? Maybe your prime is right now. I would guess that most of you, by the time you really consider it, at whatever age you are, this is your prime. I mean, my goodness gracious, who else in all this world is getting to work in God's direct service? So you must have done something right. And maybe you put whatever it was in the right orifice.
Yes, Commander. Can however you pronounce it, can it be used with DMSO for, you know, having DMSO to be a carrier for it throughout your body?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay. I have another question. It's not related to anything that we have now, but I did promise her that I would ask you this question. From a dear friend of ours. Anyway, she wants to know, why is it that men have been able to get away from the pain and suffering that women go through in, like, birth and menstrual cycles? Why is it that men don't have to go through such stuff?
Men have not gotten away from it. They have to put up with it in the women.
That's sad.
Sometimes there is no greater punishment than
next question.
Look at your animal kingdom. No matter how many times you vote equality, you will never be the same. You can experience in many, many forms, many ways. And there's nothing greater than the expression of bearing a child. It has become recognized as a disease. And somehow you're supposed to be sick if you're pregnant. Or the simple routine cycles of a body as it goes through its regular cycle is somehow expected to be bad. Men put their women out of the tribal council, for instance. In the Indian, you don't sit to the council if you are having a period. There are all sorts of reasons that these conditions become prevalent. There are physical things that cause ones to be pained, whatever happens to the body. On the other hand, it is a very normal process. And a lot of your PMS is brought on in your day and time by taking birth control contraptions. It wasn't always that way. Women have always had discomfort at that period of time because there is pressure and the body is expelling something. In basically a buildup of endometrium within the lining of the uterus, and therefore it's left off. And the longer the cycle, the more bills, and then there is miniature labor involved. But it's still very normal. Childbirth is a normal thing. And 9 times out of 10, everything left alone, mother will do just fine. It's the tampering of man or mankind that begins to get everything out of balance again. And so you're kind of stuck with it. But it was created that men would be stronger and would attend the family units and protect and provide. And the mother is the nurturing half of that pair. And now your whole world is out of balance. And men basically hate women, and women basically hate men. And yet you call it love, and I need you, and you go through marriages like water. The moment that you disagree, get a divorce. When life has to be, the very thing that you are looking for is the joy of the difference. Viva la difference. And yet you have run your society into a place where you need and want emotionally the relationship with that opposite, but you're more comfortable in the relationship with that which you understand, which is your own sex. You can't understand this other one. And you men think, well, I can't understand those women. Well, I want to tell you, they understand you too well. They don't agree with you. They just understand you better. So you have a situation where it's very difficult, and in a relationship it's become very hard. And then you will, as a pair, fall into your habits of communication. And you will find that ones who have been married and seem to be quite miserable or quite happy have adjusted to their life. And they wouldn't flourish any other way. One doesn't have it better or easier than another. The man basically was always meant to be the protector. And that means, you know, walking the fire line against the beast that would take the child and slay the mother. This is the normal balance of male, female. Each has a purpose. Each has a service. Each has a motion. Everything in life is that duality. And it can be explained in male and female. You ones will even take your plumbing parts for your pipes and so forth, and you will call it a male fitting or a female fitting when you go down to the hardware store. And it's very explanatory. And yet all procreation and recreation doesn't work the same with all plants, all animals, all people, the birds and the bees, if you will. But the concept is the same. And you don't have a couple of male bees. They're not going to produce anything even if they pair up. The same with the male or the female of any species. It's only a rare worm or two that can recreate itself. And then it's because it has both capabilities. So we have what we have to assume in some beings as a true, quote, homosexual makeup. Fundamental structure. On the other hand, that is rare. What has happened is you have separated your sexes, chosen up sides, and you become more comfortable with your own sex because you're not getting along with these others. You know, the feminist movement did this as much as anything. You can be equal and go for equal rights without becoming aggressive, nasty, and rotten. And yet you have this situation which has happened. Ones will say, well, there were always that many gays, 10% of your population. No. And when we talk about normal or abnormal, it doesn't fit. The obvious normal response of man is to wish to couple with a female. That's the way it's made. On the other hand, there's nothing wrong with being more comfortable with your own sex. Absolutely fine. That is a love relationship. But see, that's not what's being pushed. What is being pushed is sodomy, other kinds of behaviors. And it's the behavior that gets you into trouble. And that's what's being held up, you know, at the gay parades or the demonstrations. It's the same with abortion. Let's face it. What happens? A woman comes to full term, delivers a baby, and she smothers it. That's called murder, right? Homicide, at least. Manslaughter. But 2 months before that, a doctor does it. It's called abortion, and it's perfectly legal.
1 day before.
Touché. So we're dealing with the rules man has put on things to make his desires for supremacy and control work for him. And you are the pawns. So for everyone who is truly a homosexual being, know that 99.9% of the others practicing homosexual behavior are not homosexuals. That is a choice they've made to behave in that manner. And I don't care which way you team up. You have overpopulated the world. But it's through the misuse, whether it be heterosexual or homosexual. It's the misuse of that which you're given. But the normal behavior is obviously to couple. Have we butchered that one or not?
Commander, would the sun now be our friend as far as canning?
No. No, it won't. We don't push this river at all. This is something that's going to take a long time, and it's going to have to unfold slowly. And it's still not your friend, not to go out and deliberately expose yourself because you're not ready for those rays. You can certainly not fear it either. You know, take genuine care and do continue to use sun blockers and things because, I mean, you're going to cut down on your burning and the other damaging things that you just do to yourself.
Commander?
Please.
Just before we left, we received a Soltec, and I thought Ed would be here to take care of it. I know the troops are a little restless. Shall we read it, or would we have about time enough on this third tape to read it?
Then let's read it, and then we'll just go. I appreciate your coming because we needed to clear some of these other things, and each one of you here is an integral part of this. Even if it doesn't seem it to you, you are. And for these kinds of decisions, I need you. and I thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Soltec present. I come to you present with the light of Holy God and His host. I travel with that one known as Sananda, the Christed One. The clock nears the midnight hour of your third dimensional expression. And precious time is rapidly running out. For this reason, we are present with you in these, the final days of your counting. All is in a season of change, and that which once was is no longer. As the bearers of the truth, you have chosen to carry the light of the truth of God into the dark recesses of your world, bringing the unseen into the realm of reality of your world's experience. At all times of change and transition, God sends His messengers to bring into the world the truth and the light. This time is no different in that respect from any other. Always will the darkness struggle against the light, because the light will ever consume any and all darkness that comes into contact with the light. It is not magical nor mystical, but the law of God. For if you shine a light into the darkness, is it still dark? No, for it is not possible. In the same manner, the truth will always...